What up, Eagle Talk fam? It's Rosemary.
And your boy, Corey Lewis.
Not too long ago, we left everything familiar in our hometown of Chicago and relocated to Dallas.
Since then, we've grown a seven-figure real estate business.
And more importantly, a life that we absolutely love.
Like many of you, we have been on the lonely side of building a business.
And we know exactly how whack that can be.
We also know success leaves clues, and that is why we created this space just for you.
You don't have to go on this entrepreneurial journey alone. We got you. Let's Eagle Talk. What up, Eagle Talk fam?
What's up, guys? We are here with episode 120, and this is going to be a treat.
It is going to be a treat because we are going to talk about the process of creating a mastermind group. But before we get into it, y'all already know what we need you to do. Go ahead and hit like, subscribe to the channel, all those things. But definitely, let's do something a little different. Why don't you, if you are watching on YouTube or if you are listening to the podcast, do a screenshot, right? And tag us, Corey and Rosemary, on Instagram, because we want to know that you're watching. But more importantly, we want you, this is a way that you'll be able to share it with the people in your friend group so that they can be a part of this Eagle Talk family with us.
Yeah. So I want to dive right back in, right into this one, because this has been very key to help our core friend group think and explore and dream. Why did we start a mastermind?
Oh, okay. So let me back up. I think about it. I don't know if you've ever thought this, right? But like, have you ever, I don't know, look back and you see like, oh my gosh, Drake was friends with Rihanna when they were kids. Or, you know, I would see people like Whitney Houston was Dionne Warwick's niece, you know, or you find out, like, you'll watch a documentary and you find out that somebody who is ultra famous actually grew up with somebody else who was ultra famous, and they were friends for a long time.
I see where you're going here.
You see
where
I'm going with that? Mm-hmm. And it's really like, at first you think like, oh, it's such a coincidence. But really, no. It's not a coincidence that somebody who performs on a high level is highly connected with other people who perform at a high level, right? So what happened with us is that we, as we enter into this entrepreneurial business space, we would see the word mastermind being thrown around. And we've even had a quote-unquote live mastermind, which is a larger experience where literally the whole idea is you bring people together and we bring our minds together to think about, to learn about different things. And but when you do it in a large setting, like you just went to a mastermind
huge in
Utah, right? But it was a couple thousand people in that room.
7,000 to be exact.
Exactly. So you all got to hear the benefit of the speakers on the stage, but you know, there might not have been the same opportunity for that cross collaboration amongst peers, right? So what happened with Corey and I is that, you know, we started Eagle Talk. But then we're like, we want to niche this down. And what would it look like to create our own mastermind experience? And I had a little bit of, I was exposed to one because I paid five figures, right, to be a part of a 6-month mastermind. It was with somebody in digital marketing. And like literally you, and that's the way a lot of masterminds go, right? You pay to play, you pay to get in to get the information, kind of like direct coaching, direct support. I don't even know if it's really support, but just to understand the thoughts of the person who runs the mastermind. But then the real gift is working with the other people in the group. But we were thinking first, we wanted to join one, but we didn't quite even know, or we couldn't find one. So then we came to the idea one day, like, wait, we know a lot of entrepreneurs. We know this guy who does insurance, and I just know him. Like we do business with him or we're personal friends.
These are the homies.
We got this guy who does insurance. We got Glennis who does our videography. We got Willie and Kim who, you know, are photographers. We have, you know, TK who's in insurance and trucking, and, you know, rattled off a couple more people. And then it was like, wait a minute, why don't we start our own?
Create the rooms you wish existed.
Create the rooms you wish existed. So we did it. Mm-hmm. We did it. So let's talk about it.
Let me say this. I perform better in groups. Mm-hmm. Always.
And that is interesting for you to say because you've been a solopreneur the majority of your life.
Most of my life.
Yeah.
But I think me getting in a room with people, talking and thinking through problems, not only makes the room better, but it makes me better, especially mm-hmm. for my business, right? Because mm-hmm. we solve people's problems for a living.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we first had to decide who we wanted in the group. Mm-hmm. We knew it.
Who was going to be a good fit.
Right.
Because there are some parameters, right? We know a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, and ideally we would have had everybody in there.
Yeah, but it couldn't be a 25-person situation.
Could not be. Not for what we did. No.
Then we needed to decide the frequency of us meeting and mm-hmm. where to meet. And when you say who, you're right. It needed to be the diversification of businesses and personalities and all of that kind of stuff.
Because we didn't want a whole group of realtors or real estate people.
Right.
Because this is going to be one that is a game changer for people, especially if you're looking for a business mastermind, is that I think that there is so much value in masterminding or creating a group with people in different fields, mm-hmm. because though I am not I'm thinking about Dr. D, who has a chiropractic studio. Mm-hmm. Though I am not in chiropractic medicine, there are definitely things that he has shared in the group that I have gone and taken back and applied to my real estate business.
I'm going to tell you one of the big things that I've learned this year from you and the group. Being in business, you need systems and processes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not talking about, I'm from the old school and writing it down on a legal pad and you know what I'm saying,
crossing it out when it's like done.
Like, no, that's not a system or a process, right? But I had to invest in software as a team and buying data and just a whole lot of things that I needed to get in place if I want a scalable business.
Yeah.
Right. So you're right. It is important to get in front of people like Dr. Anderson, who has that in place on three different offices, right?
Exactly.
You can't have 5 or 6, 7 doctors working for you in 3 different offices if you don't have the pieces to the puzzle together for them to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for it to work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking through a couple of benefits, right? So let's talk about the benefits of being a part or creating a mastermind group, and then we'll give you all just some really tangible things that you can do if you want to create a group. Mm-hmm. Because this is the thing. Like, I remember once I was speaking at a conference, and I talked about getting in the right rooms. And we hear that all the time. Got to get in the right rooms, which is true. But this one lady,
I want to speak on that when you're done.
Yeah, this one lady like would reach out to me like, well, I want to get in the room with you. Well, she wasn't a good fit to get in the room with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm only saying that because we were not in business. She wanted a mentor, right?
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes we can discount the value. Like, sometimes you want to get in the room, and I think you should, which is why we invest in certain things. Sometimes you want to get in the room with people who are doing way better than you. Mm-hmm. But there is also so much value in getting in the room with people who are at, or even not quite at your level, but we all got the common goal, right? And that's what I would say. The first thing when you have a mastermind is that I think that, yes, you want a diverse group, but we all have to be working towards something similar. Mm-hmm. So for us, you know, for the most part, I think everybody, I know everybody in our group is a believer. So we have faith-based businesses. Mm-hmm. All but one of us is married, but that might change soon. we all are parents, you know, so we have some different commonalities that when we are talking through business issues, we can talk from a lens of, like, for instance, my son Corey, who is a young entrepreneur, wouldn't have been a great fit for this group mm-hmm. because our life stages are different from his experience right now, right? Yeah. So when it comes to the group, there definitely needs to be a commonality. But let me tell you some of the benefits that I think have come with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not only do these groups kind of help you know what you don't know, but they normalize some things for me.
Yeah.
So one thing is like, you know, we've come and we've talked about just kind of, you know, in business, I feel like I need to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm beating myself up because I'm not more structured or whatever. And then you got four people raising their hand and like, I know he made $1 million. He like, I ain't structured neither. Like, yeah, I need help with that. Yeah. And then we all come up with a plan on how to create structure together. It just kind of normalizes that some of what I am experiencing is like, I'm not the only one who, you know, don't or do have my ish together. It normalizes those things. Another thing, which is what you said, is that it's so important to gain insight from other people's experiences, mm-hmm. right? So if you have somebody, 9 times out of 10 in this group, you may have somebody who have dealt with, you know, I'm just really trying to figure out how do I have this conversation with an employee. I'll bet. Let me tell you, like, let me give you some insight on how it went for me, or this book helped me, or this technique helped me. You know, I'm looking to create culture within my team. Okay, have you considered this? Did you know that these people did this on Main Street? You know, Keisha at the church. Oh, that's what she do. She come into offices and do whatever. So when you are masterminding and when you have these groups, you get to benefit. Like, so often in entrepreneurship, we're only dealing with what's in between our ears. Mm-hmm. But when you are part of a mastermind group, you get to leverage each other's thinking, each other's resources, each other's experience, and y'all, that is priceless.
I'm gonna go back just a little bit. If y'all just give me a minute and a half of your time, I want to go back to the mastermind that we recently attended in Utah. The guy Keaton that threw it, he said 6 months ago he had thought about renting out this arena, 7,000 people told him it would be impossible. An event like this takes 2 years to do. He did it in 6 months, okay? 30 speakers, one day, me and Corey went. And I get this. It was only like $200 a ticket, mm-hmm. for the regular ticket.
Right, the general.
But the day before, okay, and I didn't know this till I got there, he built like a 25,000 square foot house in the mountains in Utah. It's on his Instagram. It's beautiful. But what he did was he picked the top VIP people, had a party there the night before the event. He charged $10,000 a ticket for only 100 people, and they got a chance to mix and mingle with the 30 speakers that were performing, that were speaking the next day. Okay,
which is priceless.
Check this out. So we get there, Ed Milet, Tim Grover, who trained Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Eric Thomas, Ryan Pineda, Gary V. I'm talking about the top of the top right now. We're speaking. And when they were done speaking, he loves helicopters. He had three of his helicopters out there with his pilots standing in front of each three. And when each speaker got done, you can literally, like looking out this window, you can see them get off stage, go back, you know, get their stuff, go to the helicopter, boom, get in the helicopter. And he was taking them over to their private jet at the hangar. They were gone. Okay. Me knowing a lot of these speakers, they're getting 100,000, 125,000 for 30, 40 minutes of speaking. Right. My mind is going. I'm listening, but I'm thinking, I'm like, how in the world did this guy pull this off? You probably don't remember when we got back, we were in church, and they passed out the pamphlet for the women's conference. Mm-hmm. It was 4 or 5 women up there plus Jada. And when I got in the car, we were talking to something. I said, I had an envision of you being on this. Remember when I told
you that? You told me that.
Because
my
thinking was heightened, right from my experience. So it became, not that it was impossible for you, but I watch these guys all the time.
You walked away with what is possible.
100% plus one, because now it's like I was there. Yeah. I'm not watching the YouTube recap. I know what I saw.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So going back to these masterminds on why the whatever level, at our level or their level, right?
Yeah.
It's just really important. And I just talked about a couple of episodes ago about getting out there, getting that experience, right? Because it's easy. I did a reel of that event. What's a reel? 30 seconds, 20 seconds. The people that watched the reel they didn't feel what I felt.
Exactly.
You follow what I'm saying? It's a drive-by of 9 hours of being in a room with these people. So so that's why it's important to have those masterminds and to have the right people, because the elevation in your thinking is just next level.
It is next level. And whether, I think what you're saying is whether, you know, whether it is again, in a room of your peers, mm-hmm. or you investing, it's worth investing the time, the resources, the money. And here's the next thing. I also feel like it's worth doing it yourself, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that what ends up happening is that for whatever reason, I have some theories, but for whatever reason, if Oprah don't knock on your door and say, hey, I'm thinking about, doing a book club, you want to be a part of it, then it's kind of like, oh, we really should read books, or we really should do that. No, we really have to start creating it. But let me tell you what gets into a lot of people's way.
Mm.
Ego.
Yeah.
Pride.
I would agree.
You know what I mean? Like it may be, and unfortunately, I can think of so many people that I could help in their business.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy to me, and I'm going to just say this, what's crazy to me is that in what we do, and even what I do with Real Estate Bestie, I get more people outside of my market mm-hmm. tapping in than people who really could reach out and touch me.
Yeah, I mean, right? that makes sense.
But then I also have to be honest with myself, like, where are the areas that I haven't reached out and touched, and why? Why is that? Mm-hmm. And once we put the pride to the side to say, you know what? And prideful is not always, sometimes we think we're doing too good to have a group of our peers.
Yeah.
And the reality is that everybody has something to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a couple things that we need to think about. If you are going to have a mastermind, like I said, first of all, you need to figure out what is the common goal?
Yeah.
What are we coming to the table with? And everybody's not going to be a good fit. Like, I think that we didn't have clarity on, let's just say, in the beginning, we invited and then had to disinvite a little bit because we all have to come to the table with a certain level of experience, mm-hmm. right, in terms of business ownership, because our mastermind is really an entrepreneurial-based mastermind, right?
Yes.
And it's evolving to, like, be familial and, like, family couples. Then from there, okay, what are we going to commit to, okay, in terms of frequency? Because we don't treat our mastermind like, it's your
it ain't a family reunion.
It ain't game night. Like, if I come, I come, and if I don't, I don't, right? It's the expectation that, okay, we're having this mastermind. We're going to, before we leave here, we all go check our calendars and commit on the dates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't telling you to don't miss no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have some people that are still very actively working in their business and they have to be on a work shoot. But we make the effort to be there because I don't have time to catch you up the next time on this breakthrough that we had you know what I'm saying, this thing that we have. We all have to commit. So decide on the frequency and decide where you're going to commit. Logistically, where you going to meet? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to meet at somebody's house? Are you going to meet at somebody's office? My suggestion there is to get outside of what's familiar. So get into an office space or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then rotate. It shouldn't be even though we were the ones that raised our hands and said, hey, we're the ones who are starting this. We are sharing the equity on, where we're meeting, if we're going to eat or not eat, or, like, it's not just on Corey and Rosemary to make sure that it comes to pass.
So I think that's really good. I just want to touch on this because it's important to me that most of us in that larger high level room and in our room, we're not solo entrepreneurs. We have team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it goes back. We discussed this the other day when Ed said it takes leaders with visions to help people with dreams.
Yeah.
Right. That's what the mastermind is about.
Right.
It's about working on ourselves for mm-hmm. sure. But it's also about helping our team get better.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where the discussions and the I won't mention it, but Demetrius had a piece that he mentioned for his team to have equity in his situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even thinking about nothing like that.
Yeah.
Give me
some more clarity.
Yeah, when we got to the where we was
lunch.
At, I don't know. Yeah, lunch. I was like, man, please explain that to me because I've never heard of that. Whatever model you're studying or whatever. So I think that, and I'm speaking to people that are not just working by themselves.
Yeah,
that are working for the efforts, with and other people, because it's the dream, right? sure, we have the vision. We have what we think it should look like. But if we're not helping everybody else, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then this is the last thing that, as we're wrapping up, I just want to leave with, is that it's lonely out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so getting with a group, right, creating it. And of course, we're talking business, but if you want a mastermind about crafting, if you want a mastermind about ministry, if you want a mastermind about, you know, homeschooling, whatever that looks like,
yeah.
creating community is a game changer. But this is what I'm going to say. If you're going to create community, or if you're going to come to a community, come vulnerably, right? You're not going to grow showing up in that room with who you pretend to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing that I think that is resounding in our mastermind, is that we all can be honest. You know what I'm saying? We all can be honest and say, okay, this is what's stressing me in my business. Yeah. Or, you know what, I just wish my husband or my wife understood. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what, I'm doubting myself and this is why. But if you come in like with airs trying to pretend to be something, then there can be no breakthrough, right? If you got a, you know, a tax bill and you trying to figure out how to do that thing, homie over here worked out a hell of a deal with the IRS. He can give you the extension of who to talk to.
Yeah.
But if you come in and you know what I'm saying, you are so prideful that we're not really going to talk through what's happening in our lives, then you are not wasting only your time, but you're wasting the time of everybody else in the room.
Okay, I'm going to give two more points and we're going to skedaddle, okay?
Okay.
The first one is the first time in a couple of years that we've been doing this, we invited the spouses.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was important.
It was good.
Because it was new for us and it was new for the spouses, right?
And let me just give context, because for our mastermind, both, like, it just so happens that both Corey and I are entrepreneurs. We wanted somebody, like somebody needs to be a business owner or be immersed in the business.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did a goal setting thing, we were like, we cannot goals. It just felt nasty to do a goal setting meeting and we got to be there with each other and we didn't extend the invitation for people to bring their spouses.
That's the first thing that I think that was real important that we did for the first time. The second thing that we did not mention is, yeah, we talked about the frequency of the meeting, but this is not we sat here for 2-3 hours, you know, everybody came to the huddle, break. Right. That's not what we do.
Yeah.
We have a group where we constant communicate.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I think text messages, Voxer. What's the other one that people use?
GroupMe.
Whatever you decide to use. I think you need some platform
to stay connected.
For people to put in their wins, the people to put in where they need help, where they struggling.
This is my question. We were just talking about, I just want to let y'all know, we were just talking about this thing with my team,
mm-hmm.
and this is how that meeting went, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that second piece is important too, because you don't want to meet once a quarter and have no more communication to the next quarter. You don't know what's happening in anybody's life.
Exactly.
Right? You don't know what problems they have or what problems you can help them solve.
Yep.
So I think that is important.
Nope. Awesome. So that is it. You know, just kind of our tidbits on creating or just even being a part of a mastermind. So this is what we're going to challenge you with, right? Where can you create? Like, mm-hmm. where in your life is there a need? And instead of waiting for somebody else to bring to where two or three are gathered, why can you gather a couple of people? And then here is a high level challenge: is where do you want to be? Right? If you don't have a digital marketer, if you don't have a conference in your area,
mm-hmm.
can you get on a plane and actually book a ticket? Do something you've never done before, and I guarantee you, not only are you going to learn so much from the people on the stage, but that dude sitting next to you, he booked that ticket too,
mm-hmm.
at, you know, in the arena. So chances are he's going to be a great connect, because you all know that you already have a common goal. So I'm going to challenge y'all to put that on your to-do list for 2024.
Yeah, the last thing I say on the mastermind is just remain a big thinker. You know, the leaders have the vision, but the dream is for the team. Just always remember that's the goal. And when you're in those settings, just think like that. And I think most people need to be in the mastermind, to be honest.
I think
with
all
you.
People.
Yeah, like, right. Seriously, it's been truly helpful for us in business and personal. And we want to thank you guys for listening. Hope this was helpful. Eagle Talk is here, episode 120, right?
Yeah, this is 120.
That's amazing. We got 120 episodes.
Look at that.
Congratulations to you.
Same to you, boo.
All right. We'll see y'all on the next one, y'all.
Okay, bye.
Till the next time.